Mittwoch. This Tuesday is a yard site for my father's kind of bracha. Sinyan Matzai Shabbos, we daven for Meiriv, is a scholar for Navach. I would like that this year should be Lezech and Mishmasai.
Rav Zev Ben
Gedalia David. All right. Just a recap of what we did last week.
Okay.
This simen altogether is a very yisaidus like a simen. Each sif has its yisaidus of ribbis. We discussed a number of yisaidus last week, and tonight, Mi'at Hashem, we're going to have a handful more yisaidus in ribbis, which is a klal for all ribbis to rice, a ribbis to rabban, and avak ribbis. Just to go over what we did with last week, we're up to kuf samach aleph, we're up to sif beis. Last week we did sif aleph. Basically, where we came out was that any type of hava, any type of tesefes, the way the mechaber passes, even pachas m'shaver pruto, there's going to be an issa deraisa of ribbis. And it came along the Ramah and says, you should know that there's a klal of the ribbis, the choshu aganat is also bein shu derek meko kamemko and bein derek hava. No matter what, it's all going to be also just derek meko kamemko. A ribbis which comes from meko kamemko is not deraisa, it's only the rabbanon, and a ribbis which comes from a regular hava, a regular loan, is deraisa, is minatayr. Now, we're going to see Mi'at Hashem throughout the sim that there can be some nafkaminas between deraisa and the rabbanon. Last week, just to highlight, we had a Yisayis Tikkun Machlokes. Let's try to remember the Shitas HaKavod Das. How do we know? How do we distinguish between Mekach or Memkor Hava? Hava is something, is an apple for an apple. If I lend you an apple and I ask you to repay me with one apple or two apples or a better apple, that's a Hava with ribbis. If I lend you an apple and I tell me repay me with an orange, it's a different min, it's a different item, that inherently is a sale. It's a chalipin, I'm exchanging. And that's why if I want to, it's irrelevant what nusach you say, it doesn't matter, make a difference what lashon you say. If I tell you I would like to sell you an apple and you have to pay me back two apples, you could say as much as you want sale, but since it's a hava, it's an intrinsically hava, I gave you one item, one unit, and you gave me back more than one unit of the same kind, that is considered a hava. And derek meko kamemka is fakir, derek meko kamemka is a different min, a different thing entirely, it's inherently a meko kamemka. Therefore, every time you're going to lend someone money, a manas, that he gives you back fruit, or gives you back an item, or fakir, you give an item, a manas, that he gives you back money, that cannot be midaraisa, because that's not a halva, that's not a loan, it has to be a seal, that's a mekach memker, and therefore it only is also midarabonon. We're going to see nafkaminis tonight in Mi'at Hashem, a number of nafkaminis between the rice and the rabbonon. That's the yisoid gold that it's important to remember. All right, let's start sif beis, and we'll just take it through slowly. Avak ribbis. Now we said avak ribbis is how we refer to ribbis derabonin. Every ribbis derabonin is called avak ribbis. Rashi explains the reason is because avak is like the dust. You have a makteshes. You grind something up. You don't have the ikka. Let's say you're chopping wood. You don't have the ikka wood, but you have it's avak. So it's that's the rabbon. It's not a ticket, it's tofel. Avak ribbis ainu yetzu b'dayonim. Avak ribbis is not yetzu b'dayonim. Already that's one nafkamino between ribbis derais and ribbis derabonin. Ribbis derais that we're going to learn in Mi'at Hashem. If someone took ribbis tzutza from somebody and he comes to a din Torah, bezin is mechayif him to give it back. It's not that, Baruch Hashem, it's not that often that such a thing comes to a din Torah, but actually we had such a case not long ago. A malva took a loiva to a din Torah, rather two svardim, but the malva took the loiva to din Torah because the loiva had not fully paid back the loan. And both of them were unaware of the issa ribbis involved, and he lent him money, basically it was loan sharking, he lent him money, it was be'erich 20%. The guy was desperate in his business, actually his business ended up closing, folding, but he lent him ribbis ksutz, and he had his taina was that he still didn't pay back the full loan. And it came out, it's a that came out punkfaker, the tables were turned. Whereas he was coming to be there from the loiva, it was in Zbara that was ribbis ksutza, and the bezin was actually mechayiv the malva to give back money to the loiva. So that's ribbis ksutza, is yaitza b'dayonim. Now, avak ribbis is not yaitza b'dayonim. Now, the classical case, the simple case of avak ribbis that we had last week is mekach memker. I have an item which is worth $10, and I tell you, look, I'll sell it to you now for $10. If you're going to pay me next week, it's going to be $11. You pay me in a month from now, it's $11. It means I fixed two prices for the same item. So it's $10 today, $11 tomorrow. So that extra dollar, the reason why you're paying me an extra dollar is because of Amtanis Mois, because I'm allowing you to delay payment. So Kum Tois, that Even though it's not Ravo, it's Mecha Chumemka, so it's going to be Ribbis to Rabbonin. That's Avak Ribbis. You're paying me an extra dollar for Hamtonis Mois. You're paying me an extra dollar for the ability to have to use your money, or the money that's due to me. I'm extending that to you, credit. So that's considered Ribbis, that's considered Agarnata, Schar for the delay, Schar for waiting on the payment, and that's going to be Ribbis to Rabbonin. You have also another form of Avak Ribbis, just a similar case, is where I prepay. Let's say that the couch is supposed to be delivered next month, and it's going to be cost next month at the time of delivery, COD is $1,000. If you pay me today $900, you pay me in advance for that couch, that is Ribbis, Avak Ribbis. It's only the Rabbanu because it's Mecha Komemkar. You're giving me money and I'm giving you a couch in return. But it's going to be awesome with the Rabbanan, because why am I giving you a break? Why am I giving you a discount? Because you're paying me up front. So because I have the use of your money in advance, I'm giving you a better price, a better deal. That's going to be Avak Ribbis. So those are the two classical cases of Avak Ribbis. Basically, they're both the same idea. It's a concept of Mecha Chumemker, where the price is changing because of Hamtanas Mois. And a different min makes it away from a deraisa into a derabonin. Had it been the same min, it would be deraisa, it would be hava. Mecha Chumemker is also, but only midirabonin. But avada, it's also. If you give me money and I'm giving you something in return, and I fix two prices, let's say cash credit, the standard shiloh, that's going to be avek ribis. Now there's another form of avek.
Why is it when you say you pay me next week, it's 1,000, you pay me now, it's 900?
And I'm not delivering the goods now. If I would deliver the goods now.
No, but basically the price is 1,000. I'm just giving you a discount now because you're paying me
up front. But when am I delivering the goods? Today or tomorrow? Next week. So that means the sale wasn't finalized till next week. You didn't make a ma'aseh kinyan. You don't owe me any money till next week. So really, what you're supposed to pay me is $1,000 next week. And you're giving me money in advance. You're giving me an advance payment, $900 today, call it a deposit. You're giving me something up front. And with that, in return, I'm going to chayiv you to give you a $1,000 item. $900 today, $1,000 item next week, that's ribbis. That difference is going to be ribbis. And the only reason why I'm giving it to you is because you gave me the money in advance. And we have to say this is a standard thing. When we have to go when we do these halakas, we'll try to work how we have a tayin for certain industries. Let's say builders, they take a 10% deposit. Well, if I tell you it's $1,000 next week or $900 today, that's mafurish. I'm creating myself two different prices. That's going to be awesome. But we're going to go through. I'm just giving you the column. This is the typical classical case of Avak Ribbis, which is by Mecha Chumemker. There's another case of Avak Ribbis, and I'm mentioning it here because you're going to see it has an afkamina here, is that Ribbis Ktsutsa, besides that the rice has to be only by Havo, by a loan, it also has to be made up at the beginning of the loan, or at the time of the extension of the loan. If I lend you money today and I say, here's $100, pay me back $110, I made up today, this is the deal, that's Ribbis Ktsutsa. If I say, you know, I'm giving you a free loan, here's $100, and you can pay me back the $100 next week. And tomorrow, because of your gratitude, you give me a present, you're giving me a matana, which is extra. Yes, you gave me something extra for the loan. Yes, it's Ribbis, but that's only Ribbis Derabonon, because since we did not make up L'chatchila that's not cut, it's not a double, it's not Ketsutza mitchila from the beginning of the avod, that's not ribbis deraisa. It's ribbis derabanan. It's called avek ribbis. It's another form of avek ribbis. It means you can have a ribbis derabanan even by halva. The way you have it is by not having a ketsutza at the beginning of the halva. There are two types.
No, isn't that like apples and oranges?
Well, the apples and oranges would be if it would be for the principal. But here, I'm giving $100, you're giving me back $100. So it's a perfect halva. And then on top of that, you're giving me a box of chocolate. That box of chocolate will be ribbis. Teich halva will be ribbis, avak ribbis. After the halva, it will still be also, now we call it ribbis mucheris, which we'll see in Yetzshem and the Ramah. But there are two ideas of how to get avak ribbis. One is the classical case is derech mekok or memka through a sale, and the other way is even through halva you can get ribbis avak ribbis if there was no ketsitsa. Okay, so let's see the mechaber. The mechaber says avak ribbis eino yoytze b'dayonim. Avak ribbis bezin is not mechayiv you to return. It means if someone chalila went through the deal and unknowingly had these two prices or whatever it was, appliance store has set two prices. You pay now. It's one price. You pay tomorrow. It's a different price. And that is Avak Ribbis, like we're saying. Nevertheless, in the Yetzer B'dayanim, if you already paid, the seller, the malva, need not give it back to the loiva. However, if you'd like to be Mekayim if you're coming, it's not just if you do it like, it's not voluntary, you have to. The Lashon Rambam means if you're holding by doing tshuva, then you're chayiv lahakza. You have a chiv, you have an obligation to return it, even though it was only ribis derabbanan. It means even though Bezin cannot force you to give it back, because it's not ribis deraisa, it's not yetzer b'dayanim, still, you yourself personally have an obligation. Midinei shemayim, you have to give it back. And the person say, if you don't give it back, talk to the person. Binenash midinei shemayim. It means it's a chiyuv lotzi zidei shemayim. It's not goyve bidinei odem, but so to speak, it's goyve bidinei shemayim. That's the mechavim. What's the chiddush? What is the chiddush? You have chiyuv lotzi zidei shemayim. It's actually machlekes rishonim, machlekes apoiskim. The Radvaz holds you don't have a chiyuv lotzi zidei shemayim, but mechava paskins you do. It's not so poshut. You're over the rabban. You have to do tshuva. But lav dafka the tshuva warrants a return of the money that you receive. Not every time you have to do tshuva, you have to give it back. We're going to find cases, for example, well, let's see the Rama. Let's go. The Rama says, Muvad, ribis mukdemus u'mecheres. If you have ribis mukdemus u'mecheres, which is also a type of ribis derabbanan. Mukdemus means that I go over to you and I have my eyes on you that I would like to take a loan from you. I'm not going to be grub about it. I know you don't get makbid on ribis. What I'll do is like, I'll be nice to you today. I'll send you a box of chocolate today, a birthday card today, and I'll warm you up. And then tomorrow or the next month, I'll ask you for a loan. And it's pretty clear. We have to, there's certain tonight how we know it's ribis mukdemis. But let's say it was pretty clear the reason why you were so kind and so nice to me is because you were expecting, anticipating, hoping for a halva from me. So we can peg the payment that you gave me, the matana that you gave me, to the halva. That is ribis mukdemis. Ribis mukheris is the inverted case, same idea, same concept, but it's the other extreme. I gave you the halva, you paid me back already. And then a week or two later, all of a sudden, you send me a box of chocolate just outside Karas HaToyf. So it wasn't during the time period, it wasn't during the duration of the loan. Nevertheless, it's still awesome with the Rabbanan, but it's a leichter the Rabbanan. The regular Rabbanan is avak ribis. This, which is preceding the halva, or after the halva, that's called ribis mukdemis, ribis mukheris, that's a lighter Rabbanan, a lower level Rabbanan. And on that, Dr. Amar, filu lotzis yedei shemayim, if you do like to be mekayim yedei shemayim, einu chayv lahachzir, you still need not give it back. Even though you did something wrong, even though it was also to do, you shouldn't have received, actually, he shouldn't have given you the box of chocolates or the schnapps, you shouldn't have received the box of chocolates, accepted it. The Paiskim discussed that ribis mekayim lahachzir, even though normally avak ribis is only an iser on the malva, the loiva might have only a chiv lifnei iver, but ribis mukdemus mukheres, there are types of ribis mukheres that taka even on the loiva as well. If you say thank you, let's say ribis devarim, these things, that's an issa on the loiva as well. But sorry? What kind of tshuva do you do there? Like any other issa, d'rabban, you do tshuva, yislach, lona, you say shemen esrei, and you go vayt in life. You mekabel, charot alavim, kabal olasin. Yeah, the keeping, you gave me money. That's very nice. I appreciate the matana. You gave me matana. You meant to give me matana. I'm allowed to keep the matana.
Giving it back, I'm not going to be a tshuva.
No, it doesn't help. It doesn't. It's my level of merit. The tshuva has to be tshuva no matter what, but you don't have a chiv. So you see that not every rib is. Sorry?
That's my sin. You have to reject it.
You shouldn't accept it, sure. 100%.
No problem.
And then you never, but if you received it already, and then you realize, for example, let's say a simple case, someone asked me recently, just a simple Balabatisha case, a guy there are, correct me if I have the wrong nusak, but there are tickets you can get with Port Authority to get to New York, and they go by zones, I think something like that. So the guy needed to go to New York, and it was an 8 zone or something like that, so he borrowed a ticket from his chava, an 8 zone ticket. And then when it came time to pay up, he had no 8 zone tickets by accident. He himself purchased a 9 zone booklet or something. He had no use of it anyway. He only goes 8 zones anyway. But he took one of those 9 zone tickets and he paid back the malva with a 9 zone ticket. And he accepted it. And then afterwards he was in the Seira, hey, this might be a shaila. This might be a child. I gave him an 8 zone ticket. I gave him an apple, 8 apples, and he gave me back a 9 zone ticket, so he gave me back 9 apples. Now, it wasn't cost. We didn't make up. You have to do that. So it's not ribis deraisa, but it's a form of avak ribis. It came through avo. So the shaila is, will he have to give it back or not? So this is really not avak ribis. This is really what we call ribis mu'ucheris. It's mavun.
The person only needs it to go the 8 zones.
But I have the ability with this ticket to go 9 zones. Grada, if I'm only going to use it for 8 zones, it's very nice. But I have the ability. Right now, if I want to go 9 zones, do I have the shavius of this ticket to go 9 zones? I do. If I would like to sell it to somebody else, I would get a 9 zone price rather than an 8 zone price. It's shavius, it's worth 9 zones. So, I got something extra.
Oh,
1 second. So let me explain. So if you, now, normal, you learn the Gemara, Parshat, we have the two cases. Avek Ribbis is during the duration of the Alva, that's Avek Ribbis. After the Alva is Ribbis Mulcheris. What happens if you're paying me at the time of the payment, you throw in something extra? This wasn't during the duration of the loan, but at the same time it wasn't after. It wasn't that I sent the guy an 8-zone ticket and a week later I sent him another zone. That's not what happened. At the time I paid him for the entire Alva, I gave him a 9-zone ticket. Is that considered Avek Ribbis? One could argue it's still, you know, at it's boin ke'echot, the payment of the avo with the avo with the extra. Well, no, is that considered ribus mucheres? The avo was paid up already, and that extra zone, so to speak, came afterwards. It's like ribus mucheres. How do you medam it? Now, if you look at the makar tzitzis halacha, the Tshuvas HaRashba, he was talking about such a case. He was talking about such a case where the person paid extra at the time he was satisfying the loan. And nevertheless, the Rashba says that that is considered ribus mucheres, that you need not give it back, you have no chiv latiz yidei shamayim. The whole entire chiv latiz yidei shamayim is only if you give something extra, matana, during the loan. Within the time period of payment of the loan, that's when you give it. But after the loan, even at the time you pay off the loan, that's already considered ribus mucheres. And I'm going to, why is that? It needs a hezba, and let's just go back to the mechaba, and we'll try to get the
120 is ribus mucheres.
If you take 100 and you, not that you made up to give, I took 100 and I gave back 120 for this halacha, it blows like ribus mucheres. And it's actually a chavis das as well. There's a chavis das in Kuf Samach and the Shardei as well that says such a thing, that if you pay extra at the time you're paying off, the chavis das says that that's only considered ribis milcheres, that you have no chiv lotzis yidei shemayim. So you don't have a chiv to give it back. Okay, let's just go back.
Like the loaf of bread, you borrowed the frozen loaf of bread and you gave back a fresh loaf of bread. The guy's only, he happens to have a 9-zone ticket, doesn't have, you know.
I know, there are certain etzayim for shechenim and not makpidim zel zeh. I'm not so sure you could apply it here, and it's not so posh altogether. You can apply it to things which are the ribay, which are more in quantity. That means that the het over there is a loaf. So whether the loaf weighed 2 ounces or 2.1 ounces, it's still considered a loaf. I can't tell you, I don't believe it's a ticket for a ticket. If I give you an 8-zone ticket and you're giving me back round trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael, it's also a ticket. I don't think that's what you're going to call a ticket for a ticket, right? So Teretz is that you understand that a ticket's only the 8-zone. You're giving back 9-zone, it's 9-zone.
You're going to Port Authority, they're going to tell you, you know what, this ticket can only take you to Times River. You can't get off in Lakewood. You're not going to be too happy with the guy who gave you the 9-zone.
No, I'll get you off the 9-zone. It gets you to Yeshiva Kamar Zayman, right? You're letting go 8 plus 9. So I got a Shavuot of 9 zones. I got 9 legs to the journey. All right, let's get back to the
money in the middle. You pay money in the middle, right? You're saying that's of a bit. But why can't you consider that part of the payment of the loan? And the Ovid Ribbis is only at the end, and at the end it won't be Ovid Ribbis anymore.
Let's go back. But Parshat Pshat is, when I sent you the box of chocolate, it wasn't for payment of the loan. You're not interested in being paid back with chocolate. I lent you $100, you want to be paid back with $100. The box of chocolate was something extra that I'm giving out to Karas Atoy. So that's considered Avak Ribbis. It was clear that you're paying it for Avak Ribbis. You're paying it for Ribbis. You weren't paying it to pay back the principal.
What about money?
No, money, again, what was the kavana of the payment? If the payment was, you could touch a payment for principal, call a kavod. But if the payment was for avak ribbis, for ribbis, so to speak, you're giving something extra. You're not giving your principal. Principal's coming next week. Here's something extra. That's considered avak ribbis.
What's the story with Mexic ribbis?
Okay, so Mexic ribbis is much less. It's even less than ribbis mocha. As the Paiskim say, that when you have something which you call haromas ribbis, that's the even a lower dargo, that for sure is not yotzei b'dayonim, and it's certainly also not chayv lotzei yidei
shamayim. They talk about Mexic ribbis, look.
Yeah, they bring, well, Mex, Shaila had a taicha of Mexic ribbis, but let's call it haromas ribbis. That's the, all right, fine. There's a Shulchan Aruch Harav, I believe, who says that even if it's, how's it go, 1 second, he goes, even by Iska and by Mecca Chumemkar, by Mecca Chumemkar, there is one heter, the Shach and Reki Vega have, there is one heter, if you, at the time that you're giving back more item, but not more money, it's not going to help you, but if you give more item, at the time of the Peroyin, there might be at that. Let's not go.
Real
Ribbis Mucheres might fall under the same category. It might have the same Hagdoris. But let's try to cover this base. There's enough here. Okay, let's go back to the Makabin. The Makabin says, Avek Ribbis is Eno Yetzir Rabon, Eno Yetzir B'dayonim. Now, simple Pashup Shad is why not? So obviously Chazal, even though Chazal were Makbid and they were Geiza on Ribbis de Rabbana, and forms of Ribbis de Rabbana, they weren't Geiza, but to Daraisa. Daraisa is Yetzir B'Dayanim. For some reason, when they made the Gzeira, they didn't make it to mirror the Daraisa. Even though normally Chazal are Geiza to Daraisa, for some reason here not, they weren't so Makbid. I saw a Divrei Seifim who suggests the reason why, and he says the following. He says that if you look in the Paiskin and Rishayim, you'll see that Ribbis Daraisa, there's a twofold problem. The problem is his Neshech, that I'm hurting the Loiva, and I'm causing him to lose money, to lose this Ribbis that he shouldn't have lost. And then also I'm gaining, I'm profiting from Halva. The Torah didn't want me to get tarbis, for me to profit, and the Torah didn't want him to lose out, for him to get neshek. So in that case, if you have such a type, that in that level of a deraisa, so if I did something wrong, I have to make it up to him, and I have to give it back to him to make sure that he doesn't have that neshek, to compensate him for the money that I took from him. He wanted to say that when it came to the Rabbanon were only geiza for the tarbis problem. It means they didn't. The reason why they asked this, they weren't sensitive, that wasn't the reason that they were sensitive that the loiv is losing money. They just didn't want the malva to profit on these things. Maybe we're going to come to do the deraisa, to do a real loan, whatever it is. But they were only geiza, so to speak, on the tarbris chelik of the issa. And he wants to suggest that on the tarbris chelik of the issa, there is no chiev to give back. Why should I have to give back? The problem is not that I took something from him. The tarbis is that the problem is that I profited from this issa. So yes, I did something wrong, and it warrants tshuva. I have to do tshuva. But giving back to him, why should I have to give back to him? There's no chiv to give back to him, because it's not a gezel problem. A deraisa, a ribbis deraisa, the Gemara says, is like gezel. I stole something from him. He need not lose this ribbis. He shouldn't have lost this ribbis. And I took it away from him, shalei kedin. So it's like a form of gezel. So I have to pay back. Just like gezel, I have to pay back. But on the tarbis chelik of the issa, the fact that I profited, that's dominance, and that doesn't warrant a chazara, at least on a bezdin level. Obviously, in medina shemaim, you still have to give it back. Plus, it's a shemaim because you had a tarbis duchanisa. But on a bezdin level, it's not a gzela because that wasn't the chelik the chazal were goizen. That's his var.
Taking away the tarbis.
Sorry.
Taking away the tarbis. If he gives it back.
If he gives it back, yeah, but it's not have to give back. I give it to tzedakah. I give it. It's like any. Why him? He. It means he's not my baldova on the issue. He didn't lose anything out of it. It's just a personal problem that I gained through an issa.
Why in the middle?
Why in the middle? What?
There was no force in the middle to force the guy to give his reporting to Roy.
Correct.
There I am worried about that.
No, you're not chai b'dini adam. Even in the middle, you're still not chai b'dini adam. You're only chai b'dini shamayim. Right, but he's explaining why there's no chi b'dini adam, why bezin is not goiva. Bezin is not goiva because it's not a gezel de godin.
It doesn't explain why he had chiyat b'shamayim go back to the loiva then.
He doesn't explain altogether why he's chiyat b'shamayim.
According to his svara, it has nothing to do with the loiva. The loiva is not in the picture b'chlal.
Correct. And it's only because you profited illicitly, illegally, and therefore you did an issa. And if you have a chiv lot of deshemayim, why giving back to loiva? Maybe that's how it shall do. But it's not going to be a regular gezel to gadin. The bezin's yerid. The bezin is machayim.
The loiva is the tzeifish.
But that's going to be the next halacha. One second.
In your case,
yeah, you're going to see in Sif Gimel, Zom Fusha. But this is hold off here. It's very good, but it's next halacha. There is a problem with his pshat, is that there is a halacha later on. It's actually machlek is machaber amav. We pass like the Ramon kuf samakvav. That what happens if you'll have a case, like he had mentioned before. What happens if you have a case that I paid the ribbis in the middle, I had not yet paid the keren. So let's say I borrowed $100. I gave you a box of chocolate in the middle, and I still owe you the $100. I didn't pay you back. And now I realize, hey, there's a ribbis issue here. We found out that there's a problem here. I wasn't allowed to send you the box of chocolate. So I tell you, the box of chocolate was $10. Let's apply to the principal. I'm only going to pay you $90 for the rest. Am I allowed to do that? And the Malva B'Shemayfin doesn't want that. He wants his $100 back. The box of chocolate is a box of chocolate. His tshuva he'll do. Don't worry about it. He plans on doing tshuva. But he's not interested in deducting the principal. Why should he lose out from this? He got $100. He lent the guy $100. He wants to give you pay back $100. He's not interested in cheshbening and using the box of chocolate to cut into his principal of the loan. What's the halacha? So it's a machloikis. The Machabe says over there, Machabe brings down the Shita, that to do that, to even use the box of chocolate to deduct the principal, is gufa. a yitzia. It's good for you trying to be moitzi mamon from the malva. You're trying to tell the malva that the bag of chocolate I gave you, I want back, but don't give it back to me. We'll just make it a wash and we'll apply it to the principal. So that's, I'm being moitzi mamon from the malva, asking him to deduct the amount of the bag of chocolate. That's also ain a yitzvah the other one that you can't do. That's the Mechaba, brings down such a sheet. Ramah argues, and Ramah paskins, that's not true. Ramah says, Kol Zman, the loiv is still muchzik on the principle. He could say that I'm muchzik, and since I had no right to give you the avak ribis, and it's also, and really betim, maybe you should return it to me. Just bezim's not might see it from you, but betim, you're supposed to give me back that money. I'm going to use it to deduct from the principle, and I have a right to do that. And that's how the Ramah paskins. So you see, and that it's not stam, you know, zaitik, it's very nice. You see from there that you have to be magda. I saw the place can have a problem, had to be magda this. But it's just a bezin, you don't have a schus to be goiva the ribbits from him. But if you're the muchzik, you have a schus to deduct that ribbits. It means really he owes you the money back. He owes you the avek ribbits back. But he only owes it back to you. It means your whole schus, the whole din that you have in owing it back to you is that you're allowed to use it to deduct principal. You have no right, if you paid up the principal already, to actually take it out of his possession into your pocket. But you have the right to use it to deduct from the keren. Mm-hmm. Means, and he doesn't have that problem. Now, if you learn like Pasha Pel, like the Divrei Seifrim, that the only Yechveis was Issa Derabonin on the Tarbish Shaboy. So again, I'm out of the picture. I'm the Loiva, so why am I allowed to use it to deduct from the principal? You see that that's the keren, not the judge. Sorry?
He's got to take the rest.
No, he asked as well. I'm telling you, I said Lahedya, I'm thinking it's Betoyer's Rivet. And the rest is only principal. So now you would like to make it a wash. You owe me for this ribbis, and I owe you for the principal. Let's make a wash on it. I'm allowed to do that. Because when I didn't pay up the principal, I'm allowed to do that. So you see, I have a schus.
Why do you have to speak it out with affairs? Why? If you don't speak it out with affairs, can't be considered as part as the payment?
Which case are you talking about?
No, in this case, when he said when he gives the chocolates back beforehand. So he said he started paying him back already. Why is that called started paying back already?
Why is it?
Why is it called started paying back? I lent you money so that you should give me back money. I didn't.
Fine. So that's what we mentioned before, that I didn't want to expect a box of chocolate in my money. But let's say, so he said, what happens if it will be money? Let's say I sent him just a token of appreciation. I sent him a gift. No, but let's say it would be money. Let's say his case. Right? He gave me money. But if it was clear that the money was just a present, it wasn't meant to pay down the principal, so that would be ribbit. And now to use it as a discount, the Ramah paskins have the right. So you see that I do have a schus in getting back the money, at least as I vise, to use it to pay down my principal.
What happens if you mean it's a
tefisa doesn't work.
But I'm saying it's the next up, right?
Right.
So if you're going to have a kasha on the different from this, the reason he's going to hold it is because he's going to say I'm being toisted.
But I'm telling you, it's not true. Tfisa doesn't work. Sif Gimel says that tfisa doesn't work. So it's not a din in tfisa. It's not because I'm toifas your money. It's because I zayvayt, I have a schus to get back my ribbis. I have a right to get back my ribbis. How? Not to be moitzit from your mamish, but enough to reckon it against my keren, enough to say that I could pay down my keren with it. That much I have discussed.
How about on a different deal? You pay back.
So they discussed over there different deals. Let's wait to Kuf Samen Klov about it. But I just want to bring out that it's not just, you know, a blanket thing, oh, it's not Yates, it's not. There is something here. The, why Chazal Magda like this, I cannot tell you. But you see that it's a Zoyvad, I have discussed, but more than that, I don't have discussed. But, all right. Now, we mentioned last week this type of a svara, but we're going to go into more barichas this week. Is very often where Baruch Hashem Shemir Torah mitzvahs, no one's interested in paying avak ribis. And usually, how avak ribis comes about is afterwards. Oh, yeah, I heard a shir. Oh, I saw an article, a sign hanging in yeshiva, whatever it might be. All of a sudden, I found out daf yomi. I found out that we're just either avak ribis, and I have charata, and I go back. What am I supposed to do now? So the Paiskim discuss that if the loiver would want to get back his money with the following taina, they entertain this as a taina. It means they say that if the loiver would come crying to Bezin and say that had I known there would have been an issa involved, chulila, I would have never wanted to pay that. I would never wanted to send him that box of chocolate. I only send it because hakaras atayv. The Torah says I'm supposed to be makatayv. But if I know that the Torah acted this form of hakaras atayv, the Torah said I shouldn't give ribbis, chulila v'chas. It's a non sadi. I would never be over that issa. And therefore, the whole nesina, the whole present I gave you was a tayis. I never had meant to give you that present if there would have been an issa involved. And based on my taina, I want to undo retroactively, I want to undo the nesina. I never gave you that present, as if I never gave you that present. and the Machane Ephraim, and there's a Imre Bina, and there's a Chuvis Marisham, and there's, I think, a Sheris Yosef. It's even one case in a Beis Yosef who used these type of svaras. I could say that the Nesina was a Nesina B'tois. So let's just play it out. The Machane has just a simple case. I come to you and I say, look, I want to sell you something. If you pay me today, it's $10. You pay me next month, it's $12. So you counter. You can't do that. That's ribbis. You heard that. That's ribbis. I said, don't worry. It really belongs to a guy. It's not a problem. I'm just serious. I'm a broker for a guy. This item, I'm just his manager, but it really doesn't belong to me. And I go through the deal. And later on, we find out it's a shekel v'chazav. It was really my item. It didn't belong to the guy. So I fooled you. What? The higher price, and you come in crying, Adaitadach, you would never want it to be over this ribbis. And therefore, you want to claim that it was a Nesinus ribbis betoyis. You never had intended to give me that extra money. The Machane Ephraim says, yes. But it's Machmas Neka Chomemka. So that's going to be Avak Ribbis.
Right,
so, I don't know whether the other price came rather than Reish Chazayin. If I charge you higher price at the later time, is that considered a no? Or if that's a stake, if you pay late, you pay higher price, that might not be a no. Panamiris, Chazayin, Sazidis, let's wait off to there.
What does he really care?
He cares because it's Lifnei Iver and Ding Machshel Mamalva. So he doesn't want to be over that Issa, and he comes crying. So Machane Ephraim says, yes, it's clear, he holds, and the place can follow him, go with that. Normally, Avak Ribbis, we pass in the Pashas that Avak Ribbis, the loiv, is not over, but he's over with Neiv, the Pashas. So he comes crying, he didn't, he never wanted to give it. So the Machane Ephraim says, yes, that he can go back. That, now, that was in the case that there was a change in fact, there was a change in Matthias. I represent it really belonged to a guy. But it was a shek. It really belonged to the yid. So therefore, you're tiny that you were duped. He never wanted to go through the deal. But what happens if you have a simple case, like our case? Let's say this case with the zone, the ticket, the bus ticket, right? He knew the 8 and he knew 9. He knew it belonged to him. There was no misunderstanding on the Matthias. The only thing he didn't know was halacha. He didn't realize that there was an issa involved. And now he found out there's issa involved and he's coming chatos, he's issa peshati. I would have never done it. I'm telling you, if I wouldn't have known, I certainly wouldn't have done it. By the way, there's a simple issa on that case. He could have always gone to the malva and told the malva, you know, the guy who lent him the ticket, here's a 9-zone ticket, but I only give you right to use 8 zones of it. The last zone I'm keeping for myself. And then there wouldn't be a problem of ribbit. Because I'm getting back only 8 zones of the ticket.
Something that's worth more.
No, you don't own the 9-zone ticket. I'm only giving you 8 of the 9 zones in the ticket. The last zone I'm keeping for myself. So let the bus company give. But you're not going to get it.
I get on the bus, I still have the right to go to Tom's River if I want to.
No, because that ticket's mine. I have the right to go that last leg. If the bus company doesn't allow two people to share a ticket, so fine. But I still own that last leg of the journey. You only have, I'm only giving you a script for you to say it's done. If you use the 9 zones, you're a Ghana.
So give me back a bigger apple and say,
Right. That's a good measure. You gave me an apple, an ounce, and I give you back an apple with 2 ounces, and I say, you're only allowed to eat 1 ounce of this apple. The second ounce, you have to let rot. That's it. You have to throw in the garbage. If you eat that second ounce, you're a Ghazman. So I didn't give you back anything extra. It would be a simple ace, but they didn't realize at the time. So what happened was is they went in, and now he's coming Kotasi. If I would have known, I would have never done it. I would have never done it. I would have accepted it. Both people are crying. So what's it going to be? Do they have a right to undo the Nesina? Now, there is no change in Mitzis. All it is that they went on Amoris. They went on time. Had they known that there would have been a Nisa, they want to undo what they did. Now, in the Ma, we have a klal. If you don't discuss something at the time, it's Dvarim Shebelev. You want to lay to something later on that you only sold your house because you planned on moving and the move didn't materialize, and if you want back your house, jump in the lake. If you don't put that you put that clause in the contract, you're gonna lose your house. There's no such thing, I meant Dvarim Shebelevin and Dvarim. So Namal, in order to undo that, means to transcend the problem of Dvarim Shebelev, you have to say it's a non-sahadi. Believer, believe, call on them. Everyone knows, even if you didn't get Uchzat Shatanai, everyone knows that it was only done, the whole matana was only given at that Uchzat that it's going to be Mota, but had there been even a Srach Issa the Rabbanan involved, you would have never given that. So that's what the place we wanted to discuss. Is there such a thing? Could I say that there's Anan Sahadi by an Issa? Can I say there's Anan Sahadi when I know everything was done, We knew the Matthias. Just had I, I'm an Amaretz, and I must have been Amaretz, because had I known the halakha, I would have never done it. So it's clear there must be that I'm a Shaygig. I didn't know that there was a Nisavav. Can that undo the Nisino? Can it undo any transaction? Then there's a Minchas Pitim in Chesh Mishpat Reish Ches, the Arichis, the Bekias, the Flaw, unbelievable. It's a Chalisha Zadat. You read that piece, you can just close up shop. He has all over Mamish, Shisha Zadarim, from Hegdish, from all the cases in Shas, and the Poiskim Rishonim will discuss any type of Issa B'toys, these type of things. And he has theories back and forth, Makhlekes Rishonim, he tries to say different truths. It's a Sugya Mavuka. But that's what we're dealing with. Could we use this Svaro to undo the deal? Can we say that had I, that it's a non-tadi, I would never want to be over there, sir?
We have last week the Shaila Havobitois.
Yes, last week we had a Shaila Havobitois was where the Malva is not Machmas to Issa. The Malva was Machmas to Ribbis. I lent you money, the Ribbis Kutsa. And now you tell me I can't get the Ribbis Kutsa, then pay me up right now. I wouldn't have lent you money for 30 years if I'm not getting the Ribbis. There the choice was I'm not getting the Ribbis that we made up. So there's where the choice is. Here, the problem is not mitzvah
the
ribbis.
The guy has, so they put here, let's say I get a box of chocolate. So it comes out with this. If this is going to be ribbis, about ribbis, I never meant to borrow the money to lend you the money.
No. The box of chocolate came Tuesday. The halva came Sunday. We didn't make up, you got to give me the box of chocolate. Out of the blue came a box of chocolate.
I gave this box of chocolate because of this. It might be ribbis. And what's that? That's because of
so it's not going to make the halva batois. No, it's going to make the box of chocolate batois or the bottle of schnapps batois. You would never have given it to me had you known that there would have been in it. It's a ribbis. Could that undo? Now, Mark Ephraim says the following. Here's his chilek, interesting chilek. He says like this. He says there are two types of avek ribbises. There's an avek ribbis like we mentioned by Nekoch or Memka. Well, this is the deal. We structured it from day one. If you want a delayed payment, you're going to have to pay me more. It's $10 today, $12 tomorrow. You want that hana of being able to do a delayed payment, you're going to have to pay me more. You have to pay me an extra $2. There the Machan Ephraim says, we do not have Anan Sahadi because of the Issa, he would have never gone through with the deal. You can't say that, look at Machan Ephraim. Because Chulila, but maybe the guy would have succumbed to the Issa. Since he's really getting a Hanah from it, he's having the ability to pay late, a delayed payment. For the Hanah that he's getting, we have Anan Sahadi that he would not been even Issa Derabonin against that Hanah that he's receiving. I mean, most people, Baruch Hashem, would not be 80% of the people, 92% of the people, but to tell me that 100% of the people would not have been over the Issa Derabbanan in order to have this extended payment, that he says is not a non-sadi, because you're getting a benefit. When you're getting a benefit against that, you lost your non-sadi. However, if the case would be a Navak Ribbis of a box of chocolate in midterm of the Halva, with the legs not getting anything. I got the halva today, the money's mine, I'm using it, no problem. Now, I send you a box of chocolate because I carry satay. I found out there's an Isabel, give me back the box of chocolate, I'm not interested in being over there, sir. There, Makafrain says, yes, I will have the Anan Sahadi because I'm not gaining anything by giving you the box of chocolate. So yes, then I would be able to say that it was betayis and that retroactively will undo the Issa. So even though the halach is that ribbis, adak ribbis, the ena yaitzah b'dayonim, but if I come and claim that I died to darker, I would never have done it, I would never want to be over the Issa, it is going to be yaitzah b'dayonim. And more, not only is it going to be yaitzah b'dayonim, ribbis ksus is only yaitzah b'dayonim, but you can't be goyva from his nechasim, from his yarshim, which you're going to see later on in Yetzir Shem and Sifhei. But this type of thing, that the whole thing was betoyis, so I've had it, not only Yetzir B'dayanim, I could be goyver from the yarshim, I could be moisir from the nechasim. The whole thing was betoyis, it was a nesina betoyis. See, that's his chilek. Which avek ribbis are we talking about? We're talking about the avek ribbis where I profit from it. You can't say that I have a non-sadi. Most of the time I wouldn't have been over there, but to say it's a non-sadi, that you can't do. But if it's a avek ribbis of a matana, which is totally only for your benefit, I get no benefit out of it, I could undo it, and retroactively I wouldn't be able to do this at all. I wasn't able to neither. I undid it. I wasn't able to neither. Because the Issa lifna even. That's why I don't want to do it.
The Malva
could
come with a
tainer.
You don't have
the Malva would not be able to come with the tainer because the Malva benefited from the back of the chocolate. But the Loiva could come from the tainer. The Loiva could say, I would never want it to be Chalila to be over lifna even, even on the Derabbanan, I would never want it to be over. That's Makar Ephraim Shita. Now, the other place can more mashma, even more than Makar Ephraim, that maybe even more than that, a Katayna, that it was a non-Sadi. I would just like to be Moisif, perhaps, The following. There's a halacha in it's not for tonight, but the halacha in Dvarim Shablev Einu Dvarim, there's a sheet that the Ramah brings down in Reish Zayin, Sif Dalud, that's only by Nekach HaMemka. I sold you my house, and then a week later I'm coming back to you and say, give me back my house. The only reason why I sold it is because I thought I was moving to another neighbor, I realized I'd changed my mind. That's Dvarim Shablev, it's not going to work. But by Matono, there is a sheet that the Ramah brings down that by Matono, your Dvarim Shablev is Dvar. Means you're allowed to, the nice and Matana could say, I died to the Hachi, I would have never wanted to give you the Matana. If I knew that my son was coming back and I really had to support him, I would have never given you that Matana, I died to the Hachi, I have a right to back out. There is such a Shita. So, you could say even more than the Makar Ephraim, even easier than the Makar Ephraim. That means if it's pegged to a Mekach, so that's a Mekach or Memkar, higher price, yes, then you have the Makar Ephraim, nothing to talk about. But if it's not pegged to a Mekach, if it was a box of chocolate in the middle, if it was a Matana, then I don't even need the level of Anan Tzadi. Dvarim Shebelev is also Dvarim. As long as I come back and I tell you, yes, I would have never have given you the back of the chocolate, I had known that there was an Issa, even if it's not a Anan Tzadi, I would be allowed to be Choyza. And that would work even for the Malva. If the Malva would say, oi, I would have never taken the back of the chocolate, had I known that there was an Issa, even though I profited from it, so you don't have the Anan Tzadi, nevertheless, I could tie now. I would have never gone through the deal. Dvarim Shebelev, Havi Dvarim, I died to talk, I would never accepted your back of the chocolate, I had known that there would be an Issa involved. So like that, and could be, is really for Chayshu Mishra, could be even if you argue with Ramah and you hold that by Matana, there's still Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim, is still a problem, that might be only on the Neisen Matana, not on the Mekabo Matana. So it's very Yitachon, according to many Paiskim, that yes, I'd be able to undo the deal with this Taina that had I known that there would have been an Issa involved, I'd never have done it. And therefore, let's go back to our bus ticket case, a simple case. So there you can attain it, Ribbus Mecheresh, state in Ramah, Ribbus Mecheresh, Enu Chayv Lazei Yishamayim, tell the guy, do tshuva, but keep your ticket and go weiter. But if the guy is tiny, which he was, I know that there would have been an Issa involved, I would have never accepted the ticket, and I would never have given the ticket, so then that's great. Then Kuptoi, the whole thing doesn't count. The Ribbus Mecheresh was not a Ribbus, it was an Athena Betois, and yes, you gotta give back that ticket. Go give it back, Midin. You have to give, you are Chayyab, Bidin, I ordered to give back that ticket, because you undid the Nathina, it was an Athena Betois.
Even if it was you, Eddie?
Sorry?
Even if it was you.
If it was you, how are you gonna give it back?
No, I know. Then go back to say that the Mela, I really only wanted you to do a zone. The other
Zapari
could have done
like a
chilo.
What you
going
to
do? Don't think of
giving
that. Good, that might be an eighth of a. Yeah, but maybe give him the ninth of a ticket back and then exercise the eighth of a good, but someone's going to lose another extra zone for nothing.
The way I understood Dvarim Shebelev, Lloyd Harvey Dvarim Shebelev, he had it in mind, he just didn't say it. But if he didn't have it in mind, he can't come along and say, if I would have known, I would have had that in mind. That's Gornish. So
I
didn't have it in mind, so wouldn't
I? But you work with this type of Anan Tzadi. It means, had I known that there was an Issa involved, Zichu wouldn't have meant it. So now let's go to the next step. So if it's Anan Tzadi, Beliba Blev Kol Adam, so that's built in. If I'm telling you that I know myself personally, the last time I had this temptation for much more money, I didn't succumb to Avak Ribbis, and I just didn't realize that this too is Avak Ribbis. And I know, I'm telling him, Avtich, I would never have done it. So again, I can undo the ribbit, I'll undo the deal.
Does it make a difference who you gave it to? How much you gave it to, it stuck at. And the next day, somebody's even poorer than the person who you gave it to came, and you say, had I known, I would never give it to him, I would have given it to this guy. Because he's a bigger nitra.
And if in that you have a problem, because when you're giving it to stuck, you also have Nadarim involved. You have to be sure on your Nadarim, you'll have other problems involved.
If you were sure on your Nadarim, whatever, you could take it back from your mind and give it.
And if you hold like that sheet, though, and you would have to say that that's considered enough that's, you know, moving and not having a place to move to and now being out on the street is pretty severe. Not being even this is pretty severe. I would have given it to a better stalker. I don't know if that could play, you know, change it. But you should know, that sheet that I mentioned in Reish Zayin is only, it's a machlokes. The other sheet look like argues. But there are two sheets is over there. Right. But I'm just, what?
Right.
All right.
My figure is, Ani yourself should always have an Antari Paket. Because if you're that type of person, you're not
going to
give your dollar to any Ani until you're
Mamish
sure. I think you know there's other
Ani Mamish.
You know there's other. See, I mean,
all right. All right. This is really off the topic. Let's move on. We have a lot still to do on this Sif Beis. Now, the Nesivis in Reish Chas comes from a different angle. He wants to discuss, and it's important, Yisrael, and we're going to see Mietz Hashem for Sif Dalar as well. He wants to, yes, Tamakash. Right now, Adkan, we were talking about, let it be a toys because of the Issa. Had I known that it was an Issa, I would never have done it. Dr. Nativez, I have a better choice. Had you come to me beforehand and told me that it was an issa to give it to you, let's say by Mekach or Memka, even by a case where we don't have the Makach frame, simple case, I sold you something, $10 today, $12 next month. Now, before I paid, had you told me that it was an issa, I would have never given you the $12. And not only that, you would have no right to take the $12 from me, because you'd be over an issa for doing it. And if you would take me to a din Torah, you would lose. You can't get that extra $2 from me. So, fact in the Tzivis, let it be a choice that had I known I'm not really chayiv, obviously I wouldn't have given it to you, stam a present, extra present. The only reason why I paid you the $12 next month was because I thought I taka owed you the $12. I thought that was the business deal that we had. I taka owe you the $12. But had I known that al pi halacha I don't owe you that $12, I would have never given it to you. So it should be a choice in the Nesina. It means not because of the Issa, but because of the Chiyav. I don't owe it to you. If Chazal say that it's also to take, and you're not allowed to take it from me, I wouldn't have given it to you. I don't owe it to you. So why can I tie now every Avakribis? Why does it say Avakribis any Yetzir B'Dayanim? It should be Yetzir B'Dayanim, because I can always say it was a choice. I would have never given it to you if I'm not Chayav to give it to you. And that, the Nesiva says a beautiful Yisoid, which we're going to use it a lot. He says that's not true. Avakribis, that there's an Issa involved, doesn't mean you don't owe the money. If I make up with you, you got to pay me $12 next month. You owe me the $12. Just, there's a problem. I have an issa that I can't go through and collect it from you, and you can't pay it to me. It means in your idea, you can't give it to me. But in Chosh Mishpat, you owe me that money. That was the deal we made. You got the goods. You owe me $12. So now when you ended up going through with the deal and giving me the $12, you can't say you gave me $2 extra shalei kedin. You gave me $2 extra that doesn't I don't deserve. I bet I deserve that $2 because I made up with you $12 if you're paying me next week. The Issa says you're not allowed to collect it, but Avada you still owe it. It means when you want to know if you're going to have to come back, you know, in the Gilgal, no, because Chazal don't want you to give it. But you want to know Chosh Mishpat, do you really owe the money? Yes, in principle you owe me the money. Just Chazal don't allow you to go through with it because there's an Issa involved.
They're not accepting it.
If the guy, I don't know if you have to go to the Vayit, if Chazal give you an Issa, so then you're not allowed to take it. Sorry? Right, means his kash, that's what he's trying to prove. He asks us to prove his shtickle and reish ches, but he's trying to prove a point that when you have a case of ribbis, it's not pshat that you don't owe the money. Avada you owe the money. Just there's an issa ribbis that doesn't allow you to go through with the deal. So you can't say that the nesino was a nesino betoyis because I gave you something I didn't have to give you. I had to give you the money. You can tie it to the betoyis because I didn't want to be even issa chulila. But you can't say it was a betoyis because I gave you $2 extra. Sorry? And he says it by Ribbis Deraisa as well, which we're going to get to. It's Tavdal, the major Makoekis. But he says it by Ribbis Deraisa as well. I really owe you the money, just you now let it collect it from me. You have an issa. But about if I pay it, it's not a problem.
What do you do with the Chosh Mishpat part? It's an automatic Mechila? I mean,
If Chazal say you're now let it take it, or the Rebbein Shalom says you're now let it take it, you have to do what the Rebbein Shalom wants, right? And then you got to do it. So that overrides the Chosh Mishpat, right? You want to know, in principle, do you owe the money? Sorry?
How can you say he owes the money, but it's
Yetzir B'Dayanim? So the Nesivit says, he proves, that you see that even though it's Yetzir B'Dayanim, but the Yorshim don't have to give it back. It's only Yetzir B'Dayanim from you. So you see that it's a special mitzvah that you have to give it back to me. But we can't be, even Yorid L'Nechos, I can't take your assets, I can't seize any property. Bezin is Koifa to be Mekayim like any other mitzvah, Bezin Koifa. So therefore he says, you see that really the money belongs to you. Really you deserve to keep the money. Really the Choyv is Kayim. And really when you pay it, it's a good, valid payment. It's not just a stama matzon. It's a real payment. Just you have a mitzvah, nechiv, an issa, we'll call by Yetzir B'Dayanim. There's a mitzvah to give back, or by other kribbis, you have an issa not even to take it. But if you took it, of that it was a real payment. It wasn't, it means at the end of the day, you can't write it off, oh, I gave a guy a matana. No, it wasn't a matana. You gave me $12 because you owe me the $12. It was a real chiv.
And he's not a gazan.
And he's not a gazan by taking it. He's zikah not a gazan. The raisa, we're going to get to the zav. We'll discuss maybe gazan. Ribbis Ketuta, we have a halakha that he's a gazan that he has to give it back, but only as levite from him, but not from his yoshim. So here's the nesivus tishtika. I just want to take it to the next step and show you lechayra based on this a major nafkamina, and that is the following: what happens if you have something which is a shiloh whether it's avik ribbis or not? It's machloekis. Avakribis is only the Rabbanan. And the Makhlekes
are...
No, Avakribis or is it Mota? You have a two tzedakim, it's machlekes apaisim, in some cases, avek ribis or not. So let's say you'll have a case, just for argument's sake, to get the oilam, based on the oilam. Let's say 210 net 30 is a machlekes apaisim. Let's say.
What?
210 net 30. Which means either pay me in full in 30 days, or if you pay me today, I give it to you at a discount, 2% discount. Which is just a nice way of saying that today, really, the price is 98%. But if you pay me in a month from now, I'm going to tag on an extra 2% for delayed payment. That's one way to look at it, and then it will be a regular avak ribis. And the other place can say, no, that really the real price is the 30. I'm giving you a discount if you pay me today, and therefore they kind of that it's not avak ribis, it's a prepayment. Okay, whatever. Let's just call it a machlekes apaisim. We'll have to get to the sugya, but let's just call it a machlekes apaisim. But it's Mecca Chomemka. Mecca Chomemka is only the Rabbanim. What? And paying today at the time you get the goods is not a problem. The problem of avak ribis is when you prepay before the goods are delivered, or you pay more at the end if the goods are delivered. Why? You're giving me the goods today, I'm paying you today. Sorry? Net 30. So then you're going to give me everything. It's going to be ribis mokeret at the time of payment. Correct. Avak ribis built in ribis mokeret. That's going to be a problem. Yes. So let's just assume for a moment where we have a machlekes apaisim. Let's just say that's a machlekes apaisim. What happens now? We made the deal. Could I go through? Okay, now comes 30 days, and you're tiny. Well, you heard it. The Shiloh, you're only going to pay me the 90. Walmart, standard. I give you, you know, the 210 net 30, or it's net 90 by them. And for some reason, after 90 days, they're still only paying you the discounted price. That's the ruthless. That's how they do it. So now, what would be, and I heard it because it's a Shiloh, it's ribbit, so they don't want to pay. What's going to be the halacha then? Now, comes along the Shardaya. Now, normal, you want a Taina, a regular case, when you have a Suffolk. Normally in Choshen Mishri, every time you have a Suffolk, it's a Mitzian, you have a regular, normal Suffolk, so whoever's Muxik is going to win. If I'm Muxik, I win. If you're Muxik, you're going to win. Comes along the Shardaya and says the following. He says that when it comes to Avak Ribis, as I made up, I'm going to pay you the higher price later on. So I really owe it to you. In Choshen Mishpat, I owe it to you. I can't say I'm muxik not to pay you that money, because in Choshen Mishpat, I really owe it to you. No, boss. You have a suffix in the Issa. You have a Shaila. Is there an Issa to go through with the deal? Do you have an Issa collecting it? Do I have an Issa to be makshal you to pay it? So you have a suffix in the Issa. Now we know a klal, suffix the Rabban and Lakula. So let's just assume that that's a prasta safek derabanan, that you could be makel on a safek derabanan lakula. So he says, now once you pass gnais to safek and you say safek derabanan lakula, then now you owe me the money and I could be made it from you. Means now it's a real chi of money. If you're going to tell me that the avak ribis somehow says on the tzad that there's avak ribis, I don't owe you the money at all. So then you have a shaila, do I owe you the money or don't I owe you the money? So if it's a regular safek, I tiny kimli, I don't owe you the money. I hold like the paiskim that there is a nitzaribis involved, and I don't want to pay you the higher price. But now, if you learn like the nitzaribis that should come out, I vadly owe you the money. Choshu mishpat, I zich owe you the money, and I have no cheskas moment. No, we have a shaila on the issa. Is there an issa in the collection? If you're going to tie that suffix derabanan lakula, and I'm saying that it is by 210 net 30. I'm just saying, if you have a case that it's a suffix derabanan, that you can say suffix derabanan lakula, then now you'd be even allowed to collect the money from me. Now, I wouldn't be able to say, oh, kimli that I hold like the tzad that it's avak ribis. Because I'm not muksik in the money. Really, I owe you the money anyway. That's the shardeya. And really, it's not just the shardeya. Really, it's a marit. And it's other places, it's marshag. The other place, I'm not saying it's muskim. There are maybe places I'm going to argue. But the ikka paiskim, the strong paiskim, many paiskim hold that yes, when you have a case of a suffix avak ribis, where you can paskin on the issa shabai suffix lukula, suffix abana lukula, then it allows you to even collect the money, and it's not a problem. You can't tie in now muktik and hide behind this and say, I don't want to give you the money. That you can't do. Alright, let's do the.
The shack over here
is on the next tip. We'll get to it. You'll see it's a different nakuda. Now, I only have a few minutes. I just want to theorize with this Ramah. The Ramah says, Mavad ribus mokdemus mokheres, and ribus mokdemus mokheres, you don't have a chiv lotas yidei shamayim. And we said that from the Rashba, Chavizdash, Shardaya, it's Mavua, that even if it's at the time of payment, I give you more, that's still considered ribus mokheres, that you don't have a chiv lotas yidei shamayim. So you have to know why. What's the chiluk between that and avak ribis? How come avak ribis, you do have a chiv lotas yidei shamayim? And how come by ribis mukheres, mukdemes, Chazal didn't say that you have a chiv lotas yidei shamayim? What could be the chiluk? So if you look at the Goyin in Sif Kot, in Ches, says the reason why Ribis Mucheres, there's no Chiv Latzis Dei Shemaim, to Har B'Matana Yehovah, because he gave it to me B'Matana. Three words. He gave it to me B'Matana. Let's just play it out. A regular Avik Ribis, when I'm selling to you and I'm saying it's one price today and a high price tomorrow, the reason why you're paying the higher price is because we contractually went through to pay me that higher price. I sort of forced you to pay me that higher price. I mean, you voluntarily went through in the deal, but at Leipzig, you were willing to pay that higher price because you were getting the goods, whatever the cheshon is. But it was a mecha commitment, it was contractual. You made up that you're paying me the higher price. Just like, let's say, Ribis Tzutza, regular Havo, was also voluntary, but you made up, there was a Tzitza, and sort of the Torah doesn't like that. That the Torah calls it a form of Geza. So on the Durabonah Dikaleva, if it came from mecha Kamemka, there's also a problem here. We'll call it a problem, a gezel derabon, whatever it is, I forced you to pay me a higher price. But when you give me a ribbis mucheret, you're just sending me something extra which I didn't ask for. So you're giving me matana. I should have to give you back matana. What's the point of giving you back matana? I didn't force you to give it. It means that this, it touches up to the rabbanon. The rabbanon here is not the regular rabbanon of avek ribbis. The rabbanon here is something else. The rabbanon asked this, even though it was a matana. And I'll explain you what I mean to say. Ribbis. Avak Ribis, when it's contractual, let's say Avak Ribis by Nekach, when you give me something extra, it is Schar Hamtona. We made up a deal, you're going to pay me more, it means it's a payment for a delayed payment. It's a payment for Ahova, it's Ahova Machmas Nekach. You're paying me for extending you credit. So it's a payment that we built in, so that what you're paying me is Agarnata, Schar for the loan, Schar for the loan of a Nekach. So it's a Ribis to Rabbanan. It's just like a Ribis Deraisa. Ribis Deraisa is a payment for a loan. It's Schar Hamtana. Ribis Derabanan by Nekach is also Schar Hamtana. So it's Avak Ribis. When I give you a box, I send you back the chocolate, let's say, after the loan. Am I giving you for the Schar Hamtana? There's no Schar. It's not payment. It's a Karis Atoid. I'm sending you a Matana because you were nice enough to give me a loan. The matana that I give you is not a schar, it's not built in, it's not a wage, it's not a payment for the loan that you extended to me. It's a matana, it's a karis atoyv. On a matana, there's no chiv latzis yidei shemayim. The problem is, what's going to be in the middle? How come? Now, the mashmois of the Ramah is that the only exception to the rule is mavad ribis mukdemes umucheret. Where, for vice studies, it will be a regular avak ribis, even though it's an avak ribis of Havah, where there was no ketisa, and in the middle of the loan, you sent me this back to chocolate, vice studies from the Ramah, there would be a chiv latzis yedei shemayim. His only exception to the rule that he found was ribis mucheres, or ribis mukdamis. But he didn't say the exception is even avak ribis machmas Havah. That he didn't say. Vice says that would be like the regular avak ribis of Mecca Chomemka. There would be a chiv latzis yedei shemayim. Charles, what's the chilek? That was also matana. Did I ask you for the back of the chocolate? No. During the loan, you decided to be maketoyv and send me something. So why is that form of matana? I have a chiv latzis yedei shemayim. How come ribis mucheres? I don't have a chiv latzis yedei shemayim. And this is a $1 million question, which I personally don't have a clear teret. The Paiskim don't have a clear teret. I can make a suggestion, but from the Paiskim, they much on this. What is the chilek? Some say maybe takat. Also, that's motor. And the only other gribis that the Mechaber is referring to is the other gribis from Mecca. But it's a major chilek, and even Paiskim who suggests that, don't rely on me, because you see, they're only excluded Mechanus Mecheres. I say it's every other form of other gribis, there will be a chilek Yishalayim. I just like to throw out a machshava. And that is the following. That I just see in principle in Hagdara, there are two forms of a Derabanan. There's one Derabanan which mimicked the Deraisa in its Takana. You can't have Agar Nata, even if it's Mecca Commander, but you can't have Schar Hamtona. That's one Derabanan. There was another Derabanan that I don't even want Hakar Sataif. I don't even want a Matana afterwards. I don't want a Matana before. I don't want anything extra pegged to Ahava. Anything connected to Ahava, I don't want. That they asked, that's Ribis Mukdamis Mucheres, which is Laifa. Something that you give during the Halvah, that Chazal said is also Avak Ribis. And we know that Chazal said it. It's unfortunate to place that they called Avak Ribis. Shal is why. So I would like to suggest the following, that since the Halvah is still outstanding, and let's say I borrowed money for a month, and I send you the box of chocolate a week in, so I still have the loan for another 3 weeks. So even if you tell me that the kavana that I have was only to give you matana hakaris atoyv, but how does that look? You gave me a payment, and you still have a loan for another 3 weeks. Could be the Chazal were magdir that the Rabbanan. They were magdir this Issa, that this is just like Schar Hamtona. Because when you give me back the chocolate, yes, it might have been for Hakaris HaTayyib for the past, for the loan, or Maybe it was to pacify me that I should mutcha you early and collect the money early. I'm making balabatash. But stam, that maybe it's, the way we look at it is, you're giving me something in advance for the extension of the loan for another 3 weeks till the payment arrives, till the payment date is due. So, even though Batim is a matana b'yisoid, but the way the Chazal asked it, they said it's avakribis, and we know they said it's avakribis, because they viewed it, either it appears or it might be, yes, a form of aganat, a form of a skaram tana. And therefore, since it is a form of skaram tana, at least mitzad there, if it's a form of skaram tana, they said that it's also, and there will be a chivat yishmaim. But shenking ribis mukdemus mukheres, which is stama payment, even if it comes at the time of the payment, you're giving more at the time of the payment, but that more isn't for skaram tana, the loan is paid up right now, it's my gagot. So it must be just stama karsatai. Stama karsatai, you're giving me a tana, I don't have a chivat yishmaim. Which is not Hatzakar Satayv, it was before the loan, but it's still Stama Matana. It's not a wage, it's not a rental payment for the loan, it wasn't contractual. I want to butter you up and give you Matana beforehand to make it sweet, so then you give me the loan. So it's also Matana. In other words, there's a fundamental difference in the Takanas Chazal. Avek Ribis was Mamish Adaraisa, so to speak. Otu Adaraisa, it was Schar Hamtana, it was Aganata, it was a wage, it was like a rental payment for the loan. Whereas Ribis Mukdemus, Ribis Mukheris, is Tama Matana, whether it's Hakaris Atoib, or whether it was Ribis Mukdemus to body you up, but it's Tama Matana, that's much like it. It's not Mamish Otu Adaraisa, and that's why it has different Gedorim. Alright, Kutva.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.